The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectus Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectus Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast, building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Cassidy from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features, including famous birthdays, local news, and jokes that will make you wonder why you're listening to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs 13, lows of 8. Wednesday we can expect strong winds and rain, highs of 12, lows of 8. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs of 11, lows of 6. And Friday we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 11, lows of 7. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, more Isle of Wight residents will have to head to Portsmouth instead of Southampton for cancer treatment. Colorectal and breast cancer patients will receive their oncology services from specialists at Queen Alexandra Hospital in an extension of the strategic partnership between the Isle of Wight NHS Trust and Portsmouth Hospital's University NHS Trust, which started in 2019. The move will take place this Monday, the 4th of April, but patients will still be diagnosed, surgically treated, tested, receive chemotherapy treatment and attend appointments at St Mary's Hospital on the island as far as possible. Meanwhile, a new design guide has been published to help set the standard for commercial property in Newport End Ride, ensuring the frontage of shops, pubs and other buildings enhances the conservation area. Newport End Ride Commercial Frontages Design Guide is a guide for shopkeepers, building owners, designers, planners, councillors and anyone else involved in caring for shops and other commercial buildings in Ryde and Newport town centres. It will help protect and enhance historic features that contribute to the character of our town centres, preserving our heritage for future generations. The guide also looks to the future and gives guidance on adapting buildings to new uses while ensuring they still make a positive contribution to the street scene. It is designed to be accessible to everyone while also useful to building design professionals. Finally, the Isle of Wight Council with Waste Partners Amy will be supporting Keep Britain Tidy's Great British Spring Clean again next month. The campaign takes place from now until Sunday the 10th of April, supporting families, neighbours, friends and colleagues to join forces to pick up litter to protect communities and wildlife habitats. Cabinet Lead for Environment, Heritage and Waste Management, Councillor Jonathan Bacon said, "I'm calling on our island community to come together with us in our ongoing campaign against fly tipping and littering. To get involved, contact cleanupwhite@iow.gov.uk. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, this is James from Vectus Radio, and today I'm going to tell you about some events and gigs happening from Monday until Thursday. On Monday we have Steve Love's Island Songs at Moncton Arts Lounge in Ryde at 10:30 a.m. For events we have Mary Rose, a ticketed event at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday we have The Music in You, a ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 10 a.m. and Exhibition on Screen, East Day in Art, a ticketed event at Ventnor Arts Club at 7 p.m. On Wednesday we have Craig Revel Horwood, The All Balls and Glitter Tour, a ticketed event at Shanklin Theatre at 7:30 p.m. Platform One Presents, a ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport at 7 p.m. and Tea Dance at the Broadway Centre in Sandown at 2 p.m. And on Thursday we have Rachel McShane and Cartographers at Key Arts in Newport at 7:30 p.m. Open Mic and Jam Night, Strings Bar and Venue, Newport at 7:30 p.m. We also have Forbidden Nights, a ticketed event 18+ at Medina Theatre in Newport at 7:30 p.m. And finally, the National Trust Association's Shorewell Walk from St Peter's Church at 2:30 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Breakfast Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here are your celebrity birthdays. Simon Farnaby, who's a TV actor, Billy Dean, who's a country singer, and Ashley James, who's a reality star. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'll be telling you how to make a quick and easy tiramisu. This recipe serves two people and will take around 15 minutes to prepare and requires 1 hour of chilling. To make the recipe, you will need tablespoons of coffee liquor, 250 grams of tub mascarpone, 85 grams of condensed milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 4 to 6 sponge fingers, and 1 tablespoon of cocoa powder. To make the tiramisu, mix the coffee granules with 2 tablespoons of boiling water in a large jug and stir to combine. Add the coffee liquor and 75 milliliters of cold water, then pour into a shallow dish and set aside. Step 2. Make the ice cream layer by beating the mascarpone, condensed milk and vanilla extract with an electric whisk until thick and smooth. Step 3. Break the sponge fingers into 2 or 3 pieces and soak the coffee mixture for a few seconds. Put a few bits of the sponge in the bottom of 2 wine or sundae glasses and top with the cream. Stir over the cocoa and chill for at least 1 hour before serving. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. So the game I'm going to be reviewing today is called War Thunder. In War Thunder, you fight using historically accurate land, air and sea vehicles. There's over 500 vehicles in the game, ranging from World War 1 and 2 up to the modern day. An interesting thing about War Thunder is that a lot of the properties of various vehicles are realistically modeled. When you shoot a projectile at the tanks, the projectile is based against the armour and certain components can be damaged based on the type of shell and the angle of impact. It has an incredibly large amount of realism compared to other tank fighting games, and this realism extends to air and sea units as well. Another fun thing about War Thunder is that every April the 1st, they do a special event that lasts for a time that adds a new mode to the game. This time, the event is called Worm Thunder, and it's making a parody of the popular film and book series Dune.
Oh, right, okay. So, what sort of age ranges would you think this game would be suitable for?
War Thunder is a 12, because although it's got realistic-looking graphics and you're firing projectiles at each other, there's no bloody bits. The closest you get is vehicles exploding and crashing.
Okay, so it's all inanimate objects.
Yeah, there's no actual humans in the game, you don't see them.
And platforms it's available on?
War Thunder is available on PC, Steam, PlayStation and Xbox. It requires a lot of complex computing calculations, so I don't think it's available on Nintendo Switch, unfortunately.
Okay, so it's a fairly intensive use of the computer resources to get that to run properly.
I think so, yes.
Okay, but it's a good game, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's quite good, especially the event, which I think is really good.
Good.
In local news this week, the Department for Transport has announced that £1 million of funding is to be provided to cross Solent ferry operators to improve accessibility. It's said that the funding will improve access to services for passengers with disabilities, although the full details about how Whitelink, Red Funnel and Hover Travel will use the money has not yet been revealed. The pot of cash will be shared with ferry operators serving the Isles of Scilly. The funding is part of a wider £2.5 million package to support disabled people to travel more confidently on the transport network as it reopens after COVID. This includes £1.5 million allocated to support 13 mobility centres across England roll out a hubs mobility service. Meanwhile, we all have a role to play in tackling sexual violence. That is the central message in a new campaign, Step Up, jointly unveiled this week by Isle of Wight Council and Portsmouth City Council. The campaign asks people to step up and challenge their own attitudes and behaviour, and to speak out if they see or hear others behaving badly. Supported by the Home Office's Safety of Women at Night Fund, the campaign is targeted at challenging how some people think and act on a night out on the island. Thought-provoking questions like, if you bought a drink, would you feel like she owes you, are being shared on posters with venues like pubs and clubs, organisations such as sports clubs, and on social media. Councillor Ian Stevens, Isle of Wight Council Cabinet Lead for Community Safety, said, it's a sad reality that most women or girls will have experienced some type of harassment or abuse in public spaces. Finally, islanders are being invited to walk, run or dance their way through the island's most colourful fundraising event this summer. This year's trek will take place on the 10th of July at Northwoods County Showground. Now in its fourth year, the 3 km family run is Wessex Cancer Trust's biggest annual fundraiser and features a course of giant inflatables, colour stations and bubbles. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Simon Farnaby, who was born in 1973, who's 49. Billy Dean, who was born in 1962, he's 60. And finally, Ashley James, who was born in 1987, who's 35. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Walk Around Things Day on the 4th of April was designed to encourage people to walk around their problems instead of facing them head on. You really don't want to deal with unexpected problems on most days when either it's a ladder in your path or that friend who often tends to approach you with their concerns. We are frequently told that if we have any problems, we should address and confront them. However, there are instances when we would prefer to ignore the problem and simply appreciate the peace. On this day, instead of feeling compelled to engage in a dispute or a confrontation, you are encouraged to accept your emotion. After all, we all need a little peace now and then. Number 2. Library Workers Day on the 5th of April is a celebration of every librarian's contributions to their local areas. All library users who need to undertake research or check out books might benefit from a librarian's assistance. A librarian may become a best friend to individuals who appreciate learning something new and embrace knowledge. Librarians deserve a tremendous amount of respect and gratitude for their abilities to collect and organise the information and then share it with others. They play a key role in not only preserving history, which has been passed down for centuries, but also in teaching today's generation as they prepare for the future. And finally, number 3. Tell a Lie Day on the 7th of April is an opportunity to have some fun, be creative and break some norms by making an innocent lie. Dishonesty is present practically every day of our lives in some capacity. While most assume that many people are truthful the majority of the time, the typical citizen tells multiple lies every day. anyone has a point wherein they tell lies, spanning from tiny falsehoods to huge ones. The whole day will serve as a reminder to individuals that there is a risk of dishonesty all of the time, and it will be a time when they will be unable to believe whatever someone else says. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott Sotor, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays for the week.
Hello, this is Cassidy with some events for Easter holidays. Easter Adventure Quest at Osborne and Carisbrook Castle from the 20th to the 24th of April. Easter Karting Fun at White Karting, Westridge Ride from the 9th to the 24th of April from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. White Prom West Family Concert at Trinity Theatre in Cowes on the 13th of April. Easter Adventure Trail in Newtown from the 15th to the 18th of April, 10:30 to 5 p.m. Alright Challenge from the 30th of April to the 1st of May. I'm Cassidy. Hello, this is Cassidy with the cinema guide for this week. All of the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is rated PG at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Bad Guy, which is rated U at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Marbus, which is rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Ambulance, which is rated 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. The Nan, which is rated 15 at Cineworld. The Phantom of the Opera, which is rated 12A at Cineworld. Batman 2022, which is rated 15 at Cineworld. Enchanted, which is rated 12A at Cineworld. For more information, including film availability, make sure to check the cinema website.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is Bildungsroman. It is spelt B-I-L-D-U-N-G-S-R-O-M-A-N. It is a noun which refers to a type of novel concerned with the education, development and maturing of a young protagonist. It can be used in the sentence, the novel hovers on the edge of a Bildungsroman and a travel narrative, never quite fulfilling either desire. It originated from the German words Bildung, which means building or education, and Roman, which means novel. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott Sotor, and join us next week for another obscure word for the week.
Time to go. Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Kane the Rockstar.
Goodbye from me, Cassidy.
And goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.